along, children. Now we're going to have a little music. Like old times. Like old times. So now I'll start the melody on the organ. That's just plain poppycock.
Welcome to the Grunt Free Press Podcast. This is episode 203. We're back on track, back on schedule, and once again, painfully aware of the slow passage of time as we creep ever closer towards the bittersweet embrace of death. I'm Absolute Deicide, and it's my solemn promise this will be another terrible episode. I think episode 200 was probably the peak of the show. I mean, let's be honest with ourselves. We're just kind of coasting on fumes here. www.gruntfreepress.com is further proof of that. I mean, the empty inbox, I open up at podcast@gruntfreepress.com is that was really the cherry on top of our success. But the good news is we have plenty of games to talk about. Sure, they all kind of blend together into a sort of soupy goo, but I'll do my best to remember what the fuck happened last week, or the week before, or whatever. We'll talk it out. We'll figure stuff out. So I think I briefly mentioned how bad observation was. Just to reiterate what observation is, it sucks shit. They sold me on the concept. One of those games, you look at it and you fucking read a little bit about it and fucking like, oh, it seems pretty cool. So in observation, you play as the AI on a space station that had some sort of disaster. You know, it's fucking out of commission. It's all fucked up. The crew's mission missing, and you're trying to help this broad stay alive, astronaut broad. Now, I mean, if that's all the game was, if that was it, if it was a fucking just like a semi-realistic space game where you're rebooting systems and, you know, giving and taking directions from you know, the last survivor on this fucking space station, you know, like a fucking video game adaptation of like Gravity or something, that would be cool. You know, I'd like that. I thought you would be fucking, you know, just pretty much just switching camera angles and fucking like, all right, assessing what the damage is and fucking, you know, telling her, oh, this shit's fucking, you know, broken over here, and zooming in and like finding clues and shit, trying to help the chick live. That would be pretty cool. I mean, again, it's kind of my fault for assuming that fucking the game was like that, but I was fucking looking at screenshots and shit of like, ah, this would be kind of cool. It's sort of like starts out that way, and then they start introducing more and more mechanics on top of everything, of just fucking just like the simplicity of like doing shit like that, and like, oh, you know, hacking into the computer, you know, hacking into shit and fucking like whatever. And you know, horror shit, fucking space horror shit, which again I should love. I knew it was like a horror game and shit, so I'm like, oh, everything's, it's like, oh, this is like right up my alley here. But it's like the space horror is more Event Horizon bullshit than like Alien or something or fucking whatever, or Lovecraft or whatever the fuck. Pretty literally when I say it's like fucking Event Horizon. And I hate fucking Event Horizon. I've never been able to fucking stay awake through that entire movie. But isn't there something about like wormholes and like fucking like folding space? And if you do that, if you go into like a wormhole, or you make a wormhole, that's what causes the crew to fucking come down with like fucking space madness, and it opens another, like a portal to another dimension or some bullshit. I'm pretty sure that's what that fucking movie's about. So I mean, it's just like the exact same thing in fucking Observation. Only has to do with like points of light or something. It's like, oh, we found these points of light converging on like a single point in space, so that allows like multiple timelines to exist, and fucking, you know, when it just fucking everything just converges here and at the same spot. I mean, they fucking like explain what the fuck's going on, and it's just really fucking dumb. You know what I mean? It's just really like stupid fucking excuse or plot or whatever. And then you, as the AI, which is equally as dumb, if not more so, how that works. So yeah, somehow you're a fucking top of the line artificial intelligence meant to maintain like an entire space station, and the game only lets you perform one action at a time, so I guess it's like a fucking like single core GPU or CPU rather. You know what I mean? It's fucking just like, what the fuck is that? They try to be like, oh, well, you're damaged or some shit, so you know, it's fucking, dude, but I don't know. It's just fucking really, really stupid concept of like you're controlling the AI and you're just literally like switching cameras and shit, you know. So yeah, you need to find like diagrams of electronic lock patterns. They then you fucking manually enter, like fucking like draw the diagrams into the doors to unlock or open them, or, and you know, all of like the puzzles in the game are just super slow and fucking repetitive, and they're just not fucking good. I mean, they're annoying. Most of them are like fairly easy, like the, you know, the door ones, you just fucking just, you know, again, just pulling up like a visual fucking diagram and like, all right, there's, you know, this is like a grid, and to open this type of door, fucking start, you know, put the cursor and start three squares down, five squares in, and draw a line like you know, two to the left, three up, two right, four down, and then the fucking the door opens, you know what I mean? And it's fucking like, that sounds like fun, right? I mean, it's fucking, yeah, exactly. It's just fucking like real fucking boring and just like, well, why? I mean, just why am I doing this? It's fucking like pretty dumb, you know? And you do it fucking over and over again. Yeah, throughout the story, whenever you encounter the alien things, you know, it's fucking like, oh, you know, it's a fucking, you know, bright light or whatever, or fucking you, something weird happens, and so, oh, there's aliens, and then the screen will just show, like, an octagon will show up in the fucking screen, and they'll flash, like, three symbols at you. Then you have to remember the three symbols and then repeat them. So, it, you know, it's just fucking like Simon Says, and you do that like half a dozen fucking times. Again, you know, it's fucking real exciting. Yeah, then you get like random garbage, which will be like fucking secure this fucking bolt on the outside of the ship or whatever. You just fucking like, you know, this, you have like a screen come up and it just tells you what to do. And it's fucking like, all right, hold down A until it tells you to press Y. And like that's the puzzle. Yeah, these fucking like boring, mundane mini games that really just seem to be there to pad the game out and make it technically a game, you know what I mean? So you're not just fucking like going around the fucking ship and whatever, just seeing shit happen. I think if we took all those out, all like the puzzles out, and they probably should have, because they're not fun or good, and took out the amount of time where you're just like hopelessly lost on the fucking station, because, you know, just because the layout of the fucking station is pretty fucking nonsense, you know what I mean? And you're floating around in like an orb, like this floating orb you can inhabit that controls like shit, and it, you know, freaks the fuck out anytime you like lightly graze something, you know, like if like any of the shit that is fucking like floating around the fucking ship, there's just fucking crap everywhere, and you're just fucking controlling this stupid fucking orb, and oh, grazed a piece of fucking paper or whatever, and fucking, oh, the screen's shaking, and fucking, it's just like, dude, this sucks, and you're just fucking just, you know, lost as fuck. Which also makes no sense, that you're, you know, you're supposed to be fucking like an AI, and you have to keep checking on a fucking map, like you're just fucking, oh, I don't know where the fuck I'm going, the ship's fucking ridiculously fucking laid out, fucking corridors going to nowhere and shit, and it's fucking yeah, you have to keep like checking the map to see if you're headed the way you want, and I don't know, you know, you're supposed to be a fucking AI, like, can you just be like fucking like, all right, again, I don't have fucking two cores, but an AI does, it should be able to fucking check a map and fucking as it's going, you know what I mean? So, yeah, if you take out all the bullshit that's in the game and just kept the few parts that are, like, good or interesting, it would probably be, like, an hour-long game. It's, like, an hour-long of shit to that's worth experiencing, you know, in fucking observation. And then I think that's all it needed to be, like, just a short fucking thing, not fucking 6 hours of fucking, like, floating around in the fucking orb, like, oh, am I in the Chinese section of the fucking space station, or the Russian section, and, you know, do I need to be fucking in an orb, or do I have to, like, go back into a camera to open this door, because, you know, if you're in a fucking orb, you can't hit this button now, but you have to, like, be in a camera and just look at it to be able to, like, dude. It's just fucking like padding is what it feels like. Again, just fucking like, I don't know, you don't know much of a game, but if we just like slow them down and fucking roadblock them a couple times, yeah, and that's not even mentioning the fucking couple glitches that I ran into that were above the fold, the space fold. Yeah, so yeah, I mean, there are all these laptops and notes scattered about everywhere, right? Some of them you can interact with and read and shit, and some you can't, and it just seems completely random, and, you know, you'll be going past some laptops, it's fucking like, oh, well, that one's just closed, or it's off, and then, like, you go back to the same one later on in the game, and, you know, it'll unlock, you can read it, and, I mean, most of those are just exposition, and not good exposition either. There's really nothing interesting. I mean, one or two, it'll just be like one or two lines in somebody's journal, like fucking like, gee, I sure do miss my brother in space, you know, sure is lonely here in space and shit. It's just like fucking, like, you know, it's not even interesting connected to the story. It's just fucking people just like, oh, hey, you know, fucking blah, blah, blah. I'm here on the space station now. And, but then others are like, you know, other shit, other like collectibles you see are like essential to find to progress. Again, like the ones that have like the encryption keys or like the diagrams of the door and shit. Like you need those, you know what I mean? So you have to find those. So I was stuck on one part there, trying to open a door as usual, which you do. And I'm like 100% positive. I'm like doing everything right, you know. Fucking, it's just the door is not working. I'm like fucking pulling off the diagram and shit, and fucking like I'm doing the shit. I'm like, it's like, oh, you can't, whatever. Or the door can't be accessed and whatever. So I'm like, all right, I'm floating around everywhere, fucking inspecting everything I can. I mean, inspecting shit that like everything that the game will let me to fucking just be like, oh, what am I? I'm fucking missing something here. I'm, you know, some fucking, again, diagram or fucking program for the fucking AI and shit. I'm just like, I gotta be missing something. So I'm not finding anything, right? I'm just fucking, dude, what the fuck? And then the game fucking crashes. Which isn't a big deal because at least, you know, they're actually good about fucking like auto saving after everything you do, you know. So I'm fucking like, ah, crash, but I'm just fucking whatever. Let's fucking reboot it and be right back. So yeah, it's supposed to be right back at the door that I couldn't open before, you know. And then all of a sudden there's just like a note right next to it that has the fucking encryption key that I needed, you know what I mean? So it's fucking just like, oh, now that's right there. The definitely wasn't fucking there before. It was just a fucking glitch. It didn't fucking spawn in or whatever. So, you know, I would have been fucking eternally stuck if it didn't restart. And, yeah, fairly fucking regularly, they want you to fucking jump between, like, the orb and the cameras and shit. And, yeah, I just fucking, like, couldn't, like, you know, I'd just be stuck in whatever the fuck I was in. It wouldn't let me, like, switch over. And, you know, the option to do that wasn't there. I mean, yeah, there's a fucking like glitch and shit. I'd have to fucking like do like weird shit to fucking like make it like go away and let me fucking switch when I needed to. I mean, not that the game was like overly glitchy, really. I mean, again, it's a few things that I noticed, but it's just the few times that it happened. I mean, it's just like the game is already so fucking monotonous that it really pissed me off. It just fucking like, oh, now you're stuck because of a fucking glitch. You know what I mean? And you just fucking all you're doing all the slow shit, and it's just like, oh, you're fucking like lost and shit. You don't know what to do when, just because something didn't spawn there, or because fucking something, you know what I mean? Some fucking like shit's preventing you from fucking doing what you need to do, some fucking glitch. Now that fucking just made me mad when it happened. But I will say, fucking observation looks good though. That's one thing it's got going for it anyway. You know, that's how they get you again, how they got me. But I fucking like looking at the screenshots being like, oh man, it looks fucking cool, it looks pretty good. And you know, fucking, I want to check that out. But yeah, other than that, other than the fact that it looks good, I mean, it's just a fucking bad game, you know. What a waste of fucking time. Again, I like the fucking premise, but you know, the puzzle and the overall game design really fucking burst my fucking buttons. You know, I should have just been like, oh, fucking, that game looks cool. Reminds me of fucking Dead Space. I probably should have just played fucking Dead Space instead. Yeah, observation really made my blood boil, my blood wake. Boil, huh? I'm getting it back. So yeah, I played fucking Bloodwake on you know, original Xbox, the boat combat game. Yeah, Bloodwake is fucking hard. it's a fucking hard game. That actually, as I was playing it, I get to a point, I'm like, dude, I thought it was fucking nearly impossible, and until I learned the trick. The trick being that you press A to cycle through your weapons. Yeah, I had no fucking idea. The game doesn't really tell you that, I don't think. Or, you know, or if they did, or if it did, like, if it showed up on like a fucking tooltip or something like that, they fucking didn't really explain it. Yeah, you know, they explained it fucking poorly, you know what I mean? Because I was reading all the fucking like tutorial messages and shit, and was fucking like, because, you know, they keep giving you different boats every few missions, and your co-pilot will say something like, oh, you know, you're really gonna like the fucking auto cannons on this fucking new boat, and it'll fucking shred your enemies to pieces and shit. So, you know, you get a new boat. I just assumed that fucking, it's like each boat has, you know, just has like standard machine guns and shit. And then there's like a spell. Like, I thought, I'm like, oh, well, they're just like each boat must be like specialized. You know, it's just like they all have machine guns and they have like a special fucking weapon. So, you know, it's the game's just fucking like left trigger shooting the machine guns, then like right trigger is your fucking special, I thought. You know, your fucking other weapon. So, yeah, man, I fucking made my way through the fucking first like half dozen missions or so like that. I was fucking like, oh, well, I'll get a different boat. You know, fucking using the default fucking weapon, the first weapon there. I'm like, oh, you know, this game's pretty simple. That's simple enough to fucking do, you know? And then I get to a mission where there's just no fucking way I'm getting past it. You know, there are freighters, like these fucking freighters you have to fucking destroy before they get too far out in the sea. Like, you know, it was to get past like a certain point that the mission will end. And they're fucking shooting at you. They're nailing you while fucking like dozens of other boats are like, you know, they're going at you too. They're firing rockets and fucking shooting lightning weapons up your ass and shit. It's just like instant. It's just like death everywhere. And I'm just fucking like stuck on this mission. Like, dude, this shit's like impossible. There's no way you can fucking do this. Yeah, you know, I was about to fucking give up on the game completely. I'm like, dude, I just can't do this. And then I look at like a YouTube video of somebody playing. Like, how the fuck would anybody do this? And I'm watching somebody playing that mission, and fucking, I'm like, hey, wait a minute. Like, fucking within like 2 seconds of watching the video, it's like, hey, the guy's fucking like switching weapons and shit, and he's like dropping mines behind him and using like flat cannons and shit. And it's like, dude, I swore I tried like every button on the controller to see if I could switch weapons or like, you know, what the fuck else I could do, and nothing worked. But yeah, and then I'm like fucking like, oh, I have the manual, I should probably like take a look at that. And yeah, it's the elusive A button, you know, that's how you switch weapons. So always the last place you look. You know, I swear I'm fucking good at video games, guys. So yeah, with that figured out, you know, even now I'm like fucking like, oh, you know, I can switch fucking weapons. This makes it like at least fucking doable. Even knowing that, the game is still really fucking hard. It reminds me a lot of fucking like Mech Assault in a few ways. It's just, you know, this is like, just like in that game where you're just like cycling through weapons to keep your damage output like going, you know, just fucking just put out as much firepower as possible. Don't wait for fucking the gun to, don't go through like the reload animation. Like, it'll keep doing that when you're switching weapons. So you just fucking keep doing that. You know, also the fact that you can die almost instantly if you get into a fucking like bad spot. And of course there's no checkpoints during the mission. So, you know, you fucking can spend like 10 minutes meticulously taking out every fucking stationary gun on the fucking like shore, like leading up to like your objective. Then fucking you get to the target, kill it. And then on the way out, it's fucking just like, a couple fucking stray fucking shells, you know, fucking like, you know, boats spawn like as you're leaving, and fucking a couple fucking stray fucking bullets in your back, and you know, your fucking ship just explodes. You have to fucking start from the beginning like all over again. And of course, you know, after that you're frustrated, so you know, you start playing like sloppy and you die even quicker. It's fucking usually what happens to me anyway. So yeah, I mean, there are some levels that are just like such fucking bullshit. You know, you go down this fucking, going down this narrow river, and you know, then it starts like opening up, and you know, you get fucking like half a dozen turrets like right there, and when it fucking, you know, right at the mouth, and it's fucking, the turrets are just all there shooting at you immediately, and fucking there's boats fucking shooting torpedoes at you. You just fucking, you just slow again, just like slowly, just fucking like, all right, I'll just take one at a time and kind of like back out and, you know, grab like the artifact or whatever the fuck they want you to get, like your objective. And it's fucking, it's like, all right, you get the thing, now fucking escape. And then it's fucking like, all right, then just fucking, it's the way you came, just more fucking boats spawn in. And And then, like, right at the exit of the level, there will be, like, a big, like, fucking battleship that you can't do anything. There's no way you're going to fucking kill it. And that can basically like, one-shot you and round a fucking corner, and it's just, like, sitting there. It's just more or less, it's, like, luck if fucking you avoid it or not. Like, the fuck is, like, a huge fucking, you know, fucking cannon shooting at you. It's fucking, it's like, oh, fucking dead, and there's just fucking nothing you can do about it except try again. And, you know, just try to fucking, oh, I know the boat's there, that fucking giant ship's there now, try to fucking get the fuck, you know, just keep moving and try not to get hit. That's all you can really do. You know, it reminds me of like a flight sim, you know, like fucking, like, all right, here's the map, here's your fucking different objectives on the map, and there's usually fucking, like, multiple paths you can take. You know, some are almost like guaranteed death, you know what I mean? If, like, oh, there's a big fucking enemy stronghold over there, and you go that way, and there's, again, just bigger boats you can't fucking do anything about, and a bunch of cannons and shit. Yeah, you have to do some, like, trial and error to kind of figure out, like, what targets you should be prioritizing, and which ones you should just, like, avoid. Sometimes you have allies that are with you, and then, like, that can be, like, a crapshoot, whether or not they're gonna fucking, like, help you, or they're just gonna get fucking blown up in 30 seconds and be fucking useless, or whatever. So, yeah, I mean, I plugged away at fucking Blood Week, but, yeah, once you get fucking going in the campaign, it's just fucking just like, you know, once you, like, go a few missions in, it's fucking like, man, it's fucking difficult and shit, you know, it's stressful. I was playing on the easiest setting, and then it hit a point where it was like, dude, this is fucking, like, ridiculous, like, it's just getting really hard. I wouldn't really say I gave up on it, you know, but I'll still try to complete it eventually, but, you know, it was just fucking, like, wearing on me, like, that constant just, like, stress of, like, holy shit, dude, like, what the fuck is gonna, it's just like every level after, it's just fucking, it's just gonna get harder and harder, and you're just gonna get fucking die quicker and quicker and shit. You know, it's a big fucking responsibility captaining a gunboat. You know, I still think Blood Wake's a pretty fun game. I mean, it still looks pretty good. You know, the water in particular, as you'd imagine, they put some fucking, you know, put some detail into that. Good music. It just fucking, like, wears on you. It's so demanding. And, yeah, again, it's a little bit fucking, like, cheap sometimes. Just fucking, like, oh, I'm fine. Just fucking, like, oh, three boats just shot me at once for some reason. I get a fucking torpedo. I could barely see, you know, fucking behind me, and just, yeah, I just died, like, instantly. And, that's life on the high seas. But we'll, exit that and enter the Matrix instead. So, yeah, I mean, again, after fucking watching John Wick the other week, which, again, wasn't great, I was a big fan of a Keanu Reeves movie called The Matrix. I was on a bit of a fucking Keanu Reeves kick a little bit. You know, I just combined that with the OG Xbox kick, which, again, I apologize for, kind of, if you're fucking, like, getting sick of hearing about these old fucking, like, Xbox games and shit, you know, if you're getting sick of hearing about these. But, you know, I do get on a little obsessed here and there about fucking certain series, or, like, ah, this console or whatever. So, you know, even when the games aren't particularly good, I'm still, like fascinated just, like, by the console right now. Some sort of, like, nostalgia hole or something I'm fucking sucked into. Folding nostalgia. Two points of nostalgia if they meet. This is what happens. So, yeah, remember The Matrix? That was a great movie. It really was. Remember the sequels to that? Yeah, they were fucking awful. And, yeah, the game Enter the Matrix, it ties into the sequels, of course, and fucking Neo there, like, Keanu Reeves, he's nowhere to be fucking seen in the game at all. Except, actually, maybe for, like, 5 seconds, I think it might have been fucking Neo. I'm not even sure about that. Like, it was literally, like, a completely random moment in the game where just somebody in a fucking black trench coat with fucking sunglasses just flew down from the fucking sky and picked up a character, then like flew away, never to be seen or heard from again. And I don't know what the fuck that was about. It just like happened. I'm like, what the fuck? I don't know what the fuck most of anything in fucking Enter the Matrix was about. I know that first movie pretty well, but in this fucking game, it's like, you know, but I'm fucking like fighting like vampires. I mean, there's fucking, I mean, were there fucking vampires in those shitty sequels? Like really, like legit fucking just, like blood drinking fucking vamp, like straight fucking vampires. What the hell is going on? So yeah. I mean, the game takes place like parallel to the two sequels, I guess. So, I mean, I guess they assume that you've watched them a bunch of times, like you know them by heart, but, yeah. I mean, they use, like, fucking, like, live-action cut sequences, live-action fucking cut scenes, and fucking, they film them all, like, specifically for the game. And that, you know, that was a big deal when it came out. I do remember that. I mean, I do remember that this game was a pretty big fucking thing when it came out. Fucking Enter the Matrix was supposed to be, it's like, oh, it's like almost like another movie. It's like an interactive movie. It's like a movie you can play yourself and blah, 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 all that shit. You know, the only way to get like the full experience was to play Enter the Matrix in conjunction with the fucking all the movies. And oh, it's just like a chapter. It's going to tie shit together and answer questions. And, and the end result of that was nothing makes any fucking sense. Like, it, like either way, again, this fucking movies were terrible and this game doesn't make any fucking sense. So you start playing, you can pick one of two characters to play as. Is a black chick or a Chinese guy. I picked the black chick because I like black chicks in theory. I don't think it changes anything major who you pick. I think when you get into melee combat with the chick, like she just fucking kicks a lot. This all is just like kick, like constantly. I don't know, maybe with the fucking Chinese guy, like maybe he just punches, you know, it's like he's just regulated to punches and she kicks. I don't know who fucking cares. It's just fucking like canned animation as you jam on a fucking button. That's like what the melee combat in the game is. The controls in general are not very good. I mean, it's just fucking way too complicated for what it is. The majority of the levels are like Max Payne style shooting, which where you of course they have like a, you know, at the Matrix they have like a bullet time equivalent slow motion, just fucking like whatever, you can see all the bullets coming and shit. That's more of just like an instant win button than anything. You think they do something like innovative or different with that fucking mechanics in like a Matrix game where you could fucking like, you know, maybe manually use like the stick or something to like lean and like dodge the bullets like one at a time or something like that. But not really. It's just fucking like Max Payne just fucking like slows down time for a little bit. I don't even think like it's as active like doing shit, you know, like diving and shit as it is in fucking like Max Payne. It's basically just fucking like, all right, you're gonna slow shit down so you can pop out from behind cover and fucking spam shots, like that's it. And yeah, you can do like little things like, you can wall run when you're doing it and fucking like kick people in the face or fucking like, you know, cartwheel between cover. But it's so fucking like touchy and like inconsistent when you're trying to do shit like that. Usually fucking like miss anyway and just like, you know, waste your fucking meter, which is it's just funny when you fucking, it's like, ah, oh, dude, slow mo, I'm gonna go kick some guy and I just fucking completely miss him and fucking whatever, dude, or, you know, fucking a lot of times what happens, you know, he's like, oh, I'm gonna go in for fucking melee as I'm doing like slow motion, and then like the guy, you'll hit him once or twice and he'll just drop on the floor, and it's fucking like, okay, well now what, you know what I mean? It's fucking, you can't really kick him when he's on the floor, like you'll send him like flying across the fucking level. It's like, oh cool, now I'm just in the middle, like I'm just completely exposed, and as soon as I get out of the slow motion shit, they're just gonna get shot. So again, it can be like funny when the shit fucks up like that, but not very slick or not very stylish. Yeah, so some really fucking like odd decisions they made. You know, like you can put your guns away with the black button, I think it is. I mean, I'm not fucking completely sure now, but yeah, I think it's like the black button to pull out your, it's like black button to pull your guns. You hit it once and you press it a bunch of times to like fire. Then after a while, I don't know. It's fucking weird. And yeah, that makes you like run, you know, you can run faster if your guns are away. So you do need to do that in the levels where the fucking, you know, the agent Smith guys or whatever are like chasing you. Is all you're doing is fucking like running from them. So you have to fucking, you know, put your shit away and, you know, fucking run. But why not just fucking do that for those sections? Just not give you fucking guns for those sections. If it's just like, oh, it's like a running section, that's all you can do. So why they give you like fucking, it's like, all right, guy will pop out, you have your guns out, and let's go, and I never have to put him away. He's like a mechanic, like he's a fucking mechanic, you know what I mean? And it doesn't fucking matter for 95% of the fucking game. I got into these really goofy situations where I'm like, oh, I'm in a firefight, fucking guns are out, and, you know, then it's like, oh, I want to take cover against the wall, and, you know, then I think, like, for a while, she automatically, like, as doing it, and she just automatically, you know, she puts her back up against the wall, and she just automatically puts her guns away as soon as I take cover for some reason. So, and she's just like sitting there with no, it's like, all right, now what the fuck am I gonna do? And then, fuck yeah, you have to fucking manually fucking take him out again, and then do a fucking, it's like, all right, do a slow-mo cartwheel to another wall, and then fucking she gets to the other wall and it's like puts her guns away again. And it's like, dude, what the fuck are you doing? Like, what is this shit? Like, why have that there at all? The game's like all over the place in terms of like what they want you to do. I mean, there's some fucking like driving stages, and the driving controls like aren't really terrible. They just fucking don't know what the fuck to do with them. You drive down a street for 10 minutes and nothing is happening, and then you hit like, there's like, you know, there'll be like a roadblock set up somewhere. So it's like, all right, you know, they're directing you where to go, and then fucking like, oh, there's a roadblock, you can't go that way. And then it'll be fucking like, oh, well, now the agents are alerted or something, and all these fucking SUVs and shit will swarm you, and it's fucking like, oh, what do I do now? It's fucking just, oh, just survive for 5 minutes, just drive in circles for 5 minutes until the fucking, the roadblock fucking lifts. Like, that's it. You know, cop cars are after you, and apparently you can have the guy riding the shotgun with you, like, you know, the guy you didn't pick or whatever, you know, the other character you didn't pick will be with you and shit. And I guess if you press Y, you can have him shoot at the cars and shit, but I didn't even figure that out until like the last of three fucking, you know, there's three driving stages. Then like the last one, I'm like fucking like, oh, I wonder what Y does. It's like, oh, the fucking guy pops out and starts like shooting the fucking cop cars and shit. Yeah, I mean, yeah, that's just like an example of the inconsistent controls. I mean, you're on foot, and you know, the black button is, I think the black button shoots, and, you know, again, it might be like hit black draws your guns, then black again to fucking like shoot or whatever. But then you're in the car, it's like, oh, how do I shoot? Is it the black button? Nope, it's Y. Like, just fucking, just like shit, just changes all the time. Almost like every stage that you play, it's like fucking like, oh, here's these tips and shit, you know, like fucking these control tips. So it's like, you know, driving controls, melee combat, slow motion, and fucking, you know, all the fucking mechanics of all this different shit they want you to fucking do. But you have to, like, it doesn't even like just tell you like what does what. You have to pause the game and go into your fucking journal to look at like what they, how to like control this shit if you want to. I mean, I usually just try to figure it out on my own, which is, again, was turned out to be hilarious at sometimes, pretty goofy. But yeah, so it's like, it's like, all right, you pull up a tip of like, what the fuck am I doing? Like, you know, scroll through like four pages of shit to find like what you want. Again, because it's just fucking, it's like all like ridiculous fucking controls, because it's just, they just switch everything up constantly. It's fucking ridiculous fucking button presses to do everything. You know, so then it's fucking like, all right, how do I jump? You look up like, to jump, press the action key. Like, what the fuck? You know, to fucking wall run, you should hold the focus key and use the movement buttons and shit. It's like, dude, they couldn't even be fucking bothered to place the fucking, you know, proper text, like tell you which button is which. It just seems like, you know, they ported the game to fucking everything, probably, you know, PS2 and like PC or whatever, and And they didn't fucking bother, like, fucking, oh, you know, it's the A button. You know, like, it's like something that would actually help you. It's like, oh, cool, the action key. Like, that's going to fucking help at all. You just kind of have to, again, I'm like, I just fucking struggle through it myself and figure it out, I guess. Just like we're going to struggle through this episode, right? And we'll take a break and come back and re-enter the Matrix. That's the new part four. I'm writing the script right now with fucking John Wick. Welcome back to Enter the Podcast. It's my new Matrix fan theory show. I'm sure there's got to be a podcast called Enter the Podcast, guaranteed. So, Enter the Matrix, it's, the game's a bit of a struggle. I mean, usually the struggle is trying to figure out what they want you to do and where they want you to go. You know, it's like the first level, they throw you in, you're just, like, in this, like, this maze of a fucking building. Check your objectives, and it says fucking go to the mailroom. It's like, okay, where's the mailroom? You're just in, like, this generic building. The same textures are being used for the walls and the floor and whatever. You know what I mean? Everything looks the same. And he's run around until something happens. Get to an airport or whatever. I was like, you know, use the fucking baggage claim number 11. And so, yeah, I'm looking around. I was like, all right, well, here's all this baggage claim, like, whatever, the fucking escalators or whatever, conveyor belts. And, yeah, I was fucking like, all right, so some of them are numbered. I see, like, fucking, all right, so there's 9, there's 7, there's 4, and it's like, how the fuck do I get to, like, 11? It's like, oh, you have to go up, you know, the fucking conveyor belt of 9 and open, like, a random door somewhere or something. And, yeah, I mean, there's fucking doors everywhere in the game, and all the fucking doors look exactly the same. And the only way to know which one, you know, you can use or not, you walk up to them, and then there'll be a hand icon which will pop up on the screen. And if it's red or, you know, it'll be red or green. You know, if it's red, you can. If it's green, you can. You know, it's just all, there's, like, no real indication. So why not just put, like, a red or a green light or something above the doors, or color them, like, red or green, you know, red or green. You know what I mean? Like, fucking, I don't know. That'd make too much sense, huh? You fucking assholes. Yeah, then you have these fucking boss fights, a few of them. They're fucking, like, ridiculous. They're so bad. They're not fucking hard at all. It's just fucking, but, you know, when it's like, once you're in one of the boss fights, you know, and now all of a sudden your fucking health doesn't regenerate like it regenerates for the rest of the game. As well, it's like, oh, you're in a boss fight, so your health's not going to regenerate now. And once again, the game is consistently inconsistent about fucking everything. It's like, oh, no, this works here, but not here, not in this level, or this, you know, this button does this here, but something else in another, you know, something similar. But so, yeah, you can tell that the fucking developers were movie people first, you know, the fucking Wachowski brothers, like, wrote it, you know, the guys who fucking wrote the movie, the movies. So, you know, I can just, like, picture the meetings of fucking, like, all right, well, we need this scene, then we need, you know, then this is going to happen next, and, you know, then something completely different's going to be, you know, it's like, dude, nobody ever thought of this ever in fucking gaming. Yeah, I was like, oh, we're going to show the gamers how it's done, and fucking, oh, it's going to go from this to this, and this scene's going to be amazing, and best game ever, it's going to be fucking brilliant. And then you find, it's like, oh, it's a fucking mess to play. Like, just fucking, just everything just keeps changing, and it's fucking, like, really bad. You know, just fucking, again, it's a mess to try to figure out what the fuck is going on. So, yeah, I mean, you're fighting a boss, and fucking, your health doesn't come back, but your focus meter does, what you use to do the fucking slow-mo, like, that regenerates. And, yeah, the only way you can damage the boss is to hold the left trigger for fucking focus, you know, so you have to be in, like, focus mode, and melee is the only way you're going to damage him. That's the trick for every fucking boss. Like, there's nothing more to it. That's it. It's fucking, if you need to use focus, if not, he's not going to do any damage. So that's it. And if you try doing, like, a fucking normal attack, they'll just counter that and hurt you. So, what the boss is boiled down to is literally fucking is running around the room in circles. Like, the perimeter of the room is fucking, like, running in circles while your fucking focus regenerates. And then once it's up a little bit, turning around and just, like, kicking. And just, like, turn around, slow-mo, kick. Then fucking, like, all right, well, my meat is gone again. And it's fucking, he'll get up and he just chases you around the room in circles. And then, like, they all last, like, 10 minutes like that. Just fucking Three Stooges or fucking Benny Hill was fucking running in fucking circles. I was running from a vampire and just, like, jumping on top of his bed. You know, I'm in his bedroom. There's a fucking giant bed, just fucking, like, jumping on the bed and just, like, looking at him, like, waiting for the, trying to like break his AI, like, oh, maybe he can't jump up here. And like, you know, he'd get kind of confused for a little bit and just fucking, and then like, you know, kicking him in the face in slow motion. I couldn't help but thinking around then. I'm like, yeah, this game, might be a little bit silly, you know, again. For the most part, I don't think the game's like horrible. It's just fucking like unintentionally fucking goofy, you know, in a lot of the spots. The character models are going, they were trying to make it like ultra realistic, and all, you know, the faces are just like scanned in and shit. So they're really going all in, trying to make it like movie quality and shit. But then it's like fucking, you know, then like the character models themselves, like, you know, the shoulders don't connect to the fucking torso, right? So everybody looks like a fucking Ken doll or like a Barbie doll and shit. We're just fucking the arm, like the joints are just all fucked up. And, all of like the movie clips that are in there. And again, there's a lot of just like live action fucking movie, like original fucking cutscenes. And it's just fucking, it's like, oh, it's cool they did that. Like, you know, again, like an actual like production of doing that, trying to make a kind of big budget. And they're just like they're not bad, but they're just like they're off a little bit. Like, they're not quite right. Like, they did everything in one take, it seems like. Very little editing to them. You know, there's a lot of like long scenes for no reason why they wouldn't like cut to like a different camera angle, just whatever. And it seems like the actors, I'd bet they just fucking like read the script like 5 minutes before filming. It seems like they're just fucking just like reading, you know what I mean? And just fucking like very little like emotion, just fucking like, oh, blah, 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 and then fucking scene, like fucking, like that's it. Then there's the last level of Enter the Matrix, that as you piloting a ship through garbage tunnels and trying to kill those fucking mechanical squid things. And yeah, that's fucking awful. That level is terrible. It looks and it kind of plays like a bad Sewer Shark clone, like a clone of Sewer Shark. And now I am a fucking defender of the Sewer Shark. At least that game is fucking playable because it's fucking like on rails and you're just, you know, switching tunnels when you need to, when they tell you to. And this fucking game, it's just fucking, it's ridiculous. Oh, you have like full control of the ship, and like an arrow, like a waypoint arrow is like up on the middle of the screen telling you the general direction you should be going. And, you know, there'll be fucking like, you know, tunnels up and down and left and right and like all over the place. And you just, and I think they repeat the same, it's just like the same fucking gray tunnels over and, you know, over and over again, is, you know, just fucking rock fucking tunnels with pipes sticking out of the fucking walls endlessly. I really think it's just like an endless like loop they're doing, and you just kind of like have to like kind of guide yourself the best you can to where the arrow's pointing in the general direction. And just fucking, oh, it's pointing down, I guess I'll just keep going until I see tunnels going down that way. And yeah, then like the squids will attach to the hull and, you know, they start like damaging you. And yeah, how do you think you get them off? You think, again, like, do you think it would be like the driving sequences where you press the Y button to have your partner like shoot them or something? Or like maybe you'll do like a EMP pulse for a second? Do you have like limited, something like that? But nope, not at all. You have to fucking crash your ship into the walls, like just and like, you know, run into the pipes and shit. Like, I started playing, I'm like, oh, there's all these pipes everywhere. I'm trying to dodge. I'm like, oh, it's kind of, it was like a Star Wars like trench run type thing. I'm going up and down, I'm like fucking trying to avoid the pipes to keep my ship from getting fucked up. And it's like, no, you have to hit those pipes to get these fucking things off of the fucking ship. The game makes you like damage yourself. So then after a while, after hitting a few things, the squids will appear in front of you. And they look, again, it looks fucking atrocious. Like, it really does, like, really, those fucking squid things, they look awful. It really does look like sewer. This is like Sewer Shark, like Sega CD quality shit. Like, just fucking, just like pops up, like almost looks two dimensional, like cheesy shit in front of you. So yeah, I mean, you can shoot them with your machine. You have like machine guns you can use when they're in front of you. It's just completely random if they die. Like, if, you know what I mean, if you hit them or whatever, you can use the crosshair and put them directly on them and shoot, and fucking, you know, fire for like 2 minutes. Just fucking, I am definitely like this, definitely fucking hitting them right here. And they're just fucking up nothing. They just float away and just attach to your ship again. Or, you can, then it's like, oh, you can just fucking whatever, do like aim anywhere and just start firing. And it just fucking, it's like they go with you. It's like a superimposed like layer, like Photoshop layer on top of the fucking game of these fucking things. It, like, it doesn't fucking matter. Like what the fuck you do. And then, it's, you know, and then fucking, it's like, I don't know, dude, I'm nowhere near them. It's shooting and they just fucking explode anyway. So, yeah, that stage is a fucking goddamn mess. It's completely separate from the rest of the everything else in there. Like, you know, it's like a fucking mini game, but it goes on for like 15 fucking minutes and it's the, last thing that you do in fucking Enter the Matrix. It's like the climax of the fucking game. Like, here's this awful fucking thing, like the absolute worst thing in this fucking game is right at the end. Then the game just kind of ends, and now they show some fucking movie clips, which is fucking like, I was like, oh, what will happen now? I'm like, oh, here's some fucking movie clips, and you excited to go see those Matrix sequels now, or what? I mean, it's fucking, honestly, the game is probably an appropriate lead into those shitty movies. Like that last fucking, that last sequence is like, this is awful. Like, you know what I mean? What am I doing? hype and promise, you know? And, then they just fucking shit the bed. To be fair, again, probably like half of Enter the Matrix is at least it's just like a mediocre shooter, and it's fucking like, all right, whatever, man. It's fucking, it's okay. Like, again, it's like the shooting sequences. It's like, it's serviceable. It's kind of fun sometimes. But then the other half is just all this, like, what the fuck is this? What is this shit? Is Neo fucking going to show up at some point, or what the fuck is going on? And again, the answer is no, except maybe that one scene where somebody swoops down for a second. That might be Neo. I don't know. Sightings are inconclusive. I think that there's another Matrix game out there called The Path of Neo. But that's, I mean, I'm like, which one was the good one? The good one? Or I was looking at The Path of Neo, like reviews for that, and that's supposed to be even worse. So fucking, I can only imagine, you know, fucking yikes. Speaking of yikes, Pathologic 2, that's kind of a surreal horror game. So, I mean, I had played the first Pathologic briefly, but I get stuck on it because, yeah, these games are hard and you can fuck yourself over real easy and have to restart the entire game, even if after you're like a dozen hours in, because you're going to buy a fucking piece of toast to eat before you went to bed and you fucking die. So, yeah, like the Pathologic games have like these really like rigid survival meters, and it was like thirst, hunger, exhaustion, or like disease. And they're not even like overly complex to take care of. It's not like something crazy you have to do to fucking like keep them up or whatever. They're pretty fucking self-explanatory, but the game likes to fucking starve you of resources, like literally. And yeah, well, it's one of those deals that once like one of those meters like starts to slip, of like, I couldn't find something to whatever to eat or whatever, you know, fucking take my fucking disease down, or whatever. I couldn't find any antibiotics or something like that. It's like once like one of them starts going, just everything just like cascades, and you end up in just like these hopeless fucking situations. And the developers say that's intentional, but I'm really not sure. I don't know. Like, fucking the way it's just fucking, I don't know, man. I just don't know. I just don't think it's really balanced that well, you know. It would be my thing. You guys know me. You guys know me by now, right? And if you don't, you will never, ever, ever know me. I'm not somebody who shies away from difficult games. Not that I'm good at them, but I do enjoy challenges, and I don't mind fucking like losing, you know. I'm a loser in fucking real life. I can take a defeat in a video game. What do I care? But yeah, I mean, the way that Pathologic is fucking difficult, it's not the way, say, I don't know, Dark Souls is difficult, or like Castlevania is fucking difficult, or whatever, Mario is fucking difficult, or whatever, you know what I mean? It's not like a skill based like get good scrub type of problem. It's a fucking trial and error, You know, we're going to just pull the rug out from underneath you, and you know, the rules completely fucking changed now. Some of it, like, fucking came down to just like, oh, you just get bad luck, fucking, you know what I mean? So I have a tough fucking roll of the dice, that type of thing. You didn't find what you needed, and but whatever. That kind of difficulty. So it's not like a fair game, or even like, you know, even like a fun game. I mean, it doesn't even like have to be. Like I got fucking stuck in the first one and just said like fucking like, all right, dude, it's just fucking like too hardcore for me, I guess, you know, and just stop playing. And like, yeah, maybe someday I'll fucking make another attempt, like that type of thing. It's not like I have a problem that the games are like that. It's just fucking like, I don't know. It's just fucking just like a time commitment type of thing of like, I don't know if I want to do that. Just like, I don't want to fucking play some fucking like roguelike or something constantly and like that type of deal. But I mean, like the structure of it too, like it's story and like dialogue heavy. It's not really action heavy, you know? So it's not exactly easy to fucking like, oh, I don't this run, you know? And it, like, it's not like, again, it's not like a, like most roguelikes, like, oh, my run get fucked up, I have to like restart or something. Like, this is just fucking like, well, I just did, all I really did was a bunch of story shit and talked to a bunch of people and I'm just fucked. You know what I mean? So again, it's not just fucking like, oh, just like reload really quick and just start over and just keep doing and, you know, see what I can do, or, you know, see what happens. Just fucking like the actual progression, like of the game, is just trying to like survive like a certain number of days. So it's just it's on like a timer type of thing. There's nothing you can fucking do about that. It's just, oh, I'm fucked, and I'm fucking like, you know, if you get to like day three, and that took you like 6 real life hours to get there, then they throw you a curveball you weren't prepared for. It's fucking, and it's like, oh, well, now that I know that's coming, you know what I mean? This bullshit just happened. I'll make sure to like stock up on medicine before then or whatever. So if you restart, like, you're still going to have to play for fucking 6 hours to get back to where you were. And then it's like, then you know, you might get past that, and then they'll throw some more bullshit at you later. So, you know, it's a real Groundhog's Day situation, but not because that's like a game mechanic or like a storytelling device. Again, like the first Path of Logic, a lot of it's just fucking, it's like, oh, this translation's really bad, and they're not telling me what the fuck I need to do. And everybody in the game hates you too. But I have to say, I love the fucking, the look of Pathologic 2. Yeah, we're sticking on Path. They're very similar games. Like, 2 is the newest one. It is different, but, it's like the same town and shit. It's, you know, it's fucking Pathologic 2. It's, you know, it's miserable. It's fucking shitty. It's weird. And, you know, everybody you talk to is dirty and they have like bags under their eyes and they're on the verge of like killing themselves and they're fucking like depressed and shit. And, you know, the town that you're in makes no sense. The streets are all twisted. There's fucking, you know, this is like a huge stone staircase, like leading up to nowhere. And it's laid out like a maze. So you have to like keep referencing your fucking map to like just get anywhere. It's just like, oh, just a dead end here. And, you know, here's like a whole district. Like, the only way you can get in is like this one certain fucking opening and a fence or something like that. And like, it shows you everything on the map. So you have to just keep like looking at it to figure it out. And, you know, just, I mean, that, like, that's by design. It's supposed to just be, like, fucking with you. And it's, you know, it looks like a fucking, the entire game looks like a German, you know, dark, like, German expressionist fucking painting or something like that. And, you know, the atmosphere is fucking incredible. And, you know, there's these fucking plague, giant, like, big crows, like, plague doctor looking crows. And yet you have to talk to them. And they're always telling you, you're going to fucking die. And, like, you know, life is meaningless and all this shit. And true wisdom. And, you know, it's creepy fucking mime guys and, you know, white fucking masks and, you know, kids in, like, these cloth dog masks and shit and fucking Humpty Dumpty looking mutants, and they're all just kind of like there in the town. This is like part of this fucking weird town. And yeah, it's really fucking cool. You know, everything's fucking just like sinister and off a little bit. And it's not even like pure horror, you know. It's not even meant to be like, oh, your character is like scared to go in there. Like, they in Pathologic 2, your guy's like from this town, he's going back. So he just kind of like goes along with it, and fucking, it's pretty much just like normal. Like, you're just part of this fucking, like, this world that's just really, really twisted and fucked up. I like it a lot. Again, I like talking to the people. I like fucking just walking around, and the fucking, the architecture is fucking awesome. It's awesome design and shit. So yeah, in Pathologic 2, you're a doctor, and you're going home to that weird town. There's fucking like a war going on outside, and fucking you're part of that. And then you get a letter that your father died, and you go to his funeral, and also try to cure a plague that's spreading throughout the town. So you take a train there, and the train fucking like crashes, and you start having like these hallucinations or like dream sequences where fucking, you know, soldiers are fucking like burning people alive, and there's a fucking, you know, again, weird shit. There's a giant bull blocking the track, so the train has to stop, and it's very like David Lynchian Twin Peaks fucking strange shit. Then once you get to the town, you fucking end up stabbing three people to death because they tried to mug you, and you just fucking like, just stab them and kill them. And then everybody in the town finds out, and they hate you. So if you go into certain districts, it fucking, you know, they'll try fucking like beating you up because they think you're a murderer. I love the fucking subtitles when you walk into a new area and it'll just say fucking everybody hates you, like the name of the town, and under that it just says everybody hates you. Very relatable game for me. And yeah, I mean the reputation system is like a perfect example of the kind of like difficulty I'm talking about with the game, right? So yeah, again, it's separated to each fucking district, and you know, if your reputation is too low, people won't trade with you, and you need to trade for like food at the very least, or you're gonna starve. So, you can go into a shop and like buy food with money, or like barter with like street urchins, and you know, there's, you know, you shit in your inventory you have is like you pick up like buttons and like paper clips and fucking like trade those to like homeless people for like apple slices. You can just like not starve for another couple hours, and fucking beef jerky and shit. So again, you start the game like from the very beginning, like when you enter the town, pretty much everybody hates you and they won't trade with you. So your options of getting like food and supplies are limited. You know, you're scrounging through fucking like trash cans to hoard like empty bottles. You can fucking like trade them to a child for like, you know, chestnuts or something like that. Then you talk to somebody who explains that, you know, if you give the, it's like, you know, they're just like, hey, you know, try trading with me. And, you know, if you fucking, you know, if you give the people that you're bartering with, more than what they're asking for, they consider that like a present, you know what I mean? It's fucking like, oh, you gave me like a little lecture than I asked for. It's fucking like, oh, cool. And your reputation in the area will rise, which, you know, again, if you get into a better reputation, then, you know, more people will trade with you, and people won't try to fucking like mug you when you're walking through, which means you won't get injured as often. So it's just like this cascading thing of like, oh, your reputation's better, you can get better, you know, spend your money better, I guess, and not get fucking injured. So you're not gonna have to use fucking health items as often, or you're not gonna get knocked out and fucking waste the fucking most precious resource in the game, which is time. I'm fucking like, oh, I got knocked out and woke up somewhere and hours later, and fucking like, oh, I really fucked myself over because now I'm even, you know, my hunger is down even lower, and blood's like all this shit. So now that I know that, you know, it's just fucking like every time I trade, I'll just give some extra junk to the kids that I'm trading with. So that seems like a worthwhile investment in the long run. Yeah, I'm wasting shit in my inventory to raise up my reputation again, which will be better, I guess. Then I go to a quest where I talk to a childhood friend, and she says, oh, you know, I'll just try to talk to my neighbors to let them know you're not a bad guy or something like that. And you know, she lets you sleep there, then like it advances to the next day, and then like after you sleep, like, you know, she tells other, you know, she tells people like around in the area, fucking like, oh, whatever, like she said. And then like everybody's cool with you anyway. So it's fucking like, it doesn't matter that I was fucking like wasting all that shit trying to like, you know, get a couple notches of rep by wasting money. And then fucking like, just like a story thing, you know what I mean? I was giving like shit away for no reason. It's just like, you know, there's no way you could have known that was going to happen. So it's like, oh, cool. Now everybody will fucking trade with me, but I have like no fucking, I have like no money and shit. You know what I mean? I'm now having trouble of, I have like nothing to trade. I have no fucking money and shit. So I'm like, all right, but at least, you know, most of the districts, like, everybody's cool with me, so that's all right. Again, I can fucking just keep scrounging, like, bit by bit, and just, like, trading and shit, so. And then I advanced the story a little bit more, and now they introduced fucking, like, crafting. And again, it's nothing, like, crazy complex. It's just fucking, like, oh, you want to make this, and you need, like, these three specific items. We'll make whatever you want. The most useful thing at that point, or pretty much, you know, any time, would be like an inventory upgrade, which would allow you to carry more shit in order to sell more shit, in order to make more money, in order to fucking, like, you know, buy food. And it's fucking like, oh, if I have a bit bigger inventory, it's going to be fucking way easier. And yeah, I have everything I need to craft, like, the backpack or whatever, except I need a spool of thread. And I actually had one. I'd come across like one or two spools of thread earlier, but I gave them away when I was bartering just to get more money and more rep and shit. So, which didn't really amount to anything anyway. You know what I mean? So now I'm like crawling through dumpsters, and I'd gladly trade some fucking like prime beef cuts for a single fucking spool of thread to fucking like, you know, increase my inventory. But again, talking to everybody I can, nowhere to be found. I can't find fucking thread now. Like, it's just the entire, and I never did. You know what I mean? And never once again when I was playing it, did I find a fucking spool of thread to fucking do it. So, you know, how the fuck was I supposed to know that a spool of thread was going to be this fucking, like, valuable resource? And, you know, you're carrying around, like, so much fucking, like, random garbage with you to trade, you know, buttons and fucking paper clips and fingernails. And, but that fucking thread, that spool of thread, like, you know, that was fucking more valuable than gold, you know? I had no fucking idea. So, you know, I started to have, like, these problems again in two, like, the, you know, pathologic two, the same type of shit I was running into in one. Where you start getting into fucking, like, you know, it's like, oh, you're mixing medicines to cure people of the plague, but it's like, oh, you have to have, like, the right ingredients, which you have to go find, you know, like, certain, like, plants or whatever. You can find them out in fields, you can pick them, but, you know, they take up an space of inventory, so you have to lug all this, you know, you have, like, need, like, vials and shit, and you have to, you know, go fucking mix it and lug around, like, all this shit. And I'm fucking starving for fucking inventory space, and I'm starving for food. You see where I'm going with this? So then, like, the districts start becoming fucking plague infested, and if you enter them, you start getting sick yourself. So yeah, I mean, those places, you gave out, again, like before, it's like, yeah, I'm trying to raise my reputation, so I was giving out all my money and my resources to, like, raise my reputation in this fucking district, and now I can't even fucking really go in there, because it doesn't really matter. There's nobody out there to fucking talk to anyway. You know, they're all fucking inside. It's fucking, like, quarantined or whatever. So yeah, then, like, in order to counteract, like, the symptoms of the plagues, you can go in. It's like, yeah, you have to go in there to cure certain people, like, as part of, like, the plot or whatever, like, you know, like, a main thing. You have to go in there anyway, so, but first you have to buy protective gear, but then that degrades over time, and it fucking degrades, like, quickly, so, you know, you don't have the fucking money to replace any of that shit, because you're fucking starving to death, and, you know, you can try to, like, loot the quarantine buildings for junk to sell, but then you're gonna get even more sick, because you're in the fucking, the plague area, so it's fucking, it's like, oh, I can, like, get money by going into here, oh, but that's gonna make me sick, and blah, 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 there's just, you know, you're gonna fucking die, so. Yeah, I mean, they established pretty early on in Pathologic 2, they make it seem like dying in the game, like, isn't even really possible. Like, it's fucking, it's like, oh, he's gonna, like, pass out or something. You know, I get beat to death, I guess, and then fucking, like, I wake up in, like, a safe house, and some guy was like, fucking, like, you know, oh, hey, be careful out there, and, oh, here's some toast, and fucking, you know, and he sends me on my way, so I'm kind of like, all right, so. It seems like it's just going to be like a time penalty type thing. It's like, oh, I'm going to lose a couple hours by doing this again. It's fucking going to suck and by draining my other shit, but, you know, I'm not going to fucking actually die. It's just going to make it more fucking miserable when I'm going to fucking fail a bunch of quests by, you know, timing out. But, you know, it's like, oh, at least I'll be able to keep going. It's like, oh, maybe they fixed that from the first one. He's not going to just fucking die. Yeah, but then I die on fucking like day three or four, and I wake up like in like a church or something like that, and another character tells me like, hey, you know, each time you die, the game's going to get more difficult for you. It's like, oh, great, cool. And then, like, you know, this lets you, like, walk out of the church, and then fucking just, like, reloads one of your saves. Where when I saved it, I was kind of fucked, you know what I mean? I was fucked here the first time, and just fucking, they only give you one save point. That's it. It's not like, you know, it's not like, oh, I can't just go back to, like, you know, the fucking day two or something like that. It's like, no, you're here. That's it. This is your game now. And you're just fucking like, oh, well, cool. And now it's going to be fucking like harder, I guess. Cause, you know, I'm assuming this is what the guy said. So I'm like, huh. All right. I'm just like, okay, stop playing. You know what I mean? It's just too much shit. You just don't know going in. Like this, you know, there's a fucking, you know, one of the meters is like a stamina meter that depletes when you sprint. And then there's like an exhaustion meter that will, it just starts like fucking you up if you don't sleep after a while. So, I mean, common sense would dictate that if you're fucking like sprinting around everywhere and fucking draining your stamina constantly, like that's going to cause you to get exhausted quicker. Like that fucking exhaustion meter is going to just fucking start draining like real fast if you just keep fucking like running around all the time. So I was just like, all right, well, I'll just like slowly walk everywhere and just, you know, pace myself and shit. Like, don't fucking like sprint anywhere. You know what I mean? Just thinking like, oh, let's take it slow and that'll, you know, make it so I'm not getting, you know, hungrier faster. My exhaustion won't be going down fat if I just like pace myself, you would think, right? I mean, that was like my main concern. I'm like, oh, I'll miss quests because I'm fucking not sprinting like an asshole everywhere. But that's not, you know what I mean? That's priority one is just, again, trying to like survive and shit. So I'm just like, yeah, I'm just very slowly fucking walk around. But then I'm like, all right, well, let me just try running for a little bit. Like, you know, then I don't think it matters at all. Like your stamina just comes back like real quick, and that's almost like a non-issue. I don't think it affects anything else except your fucking that stamina bar. You know what I mean? It just fucking, it'll drain, and then you let go of run and just like comes back like real quick. Like, I don't think it fucking matters about your exhaustion or your hunger or anything. Like, it makes you like a little bit thirsty or something like that, but that's about it. So I'm like, well, that's not nearly like what I thought it was going to be. But I mean, I was playing like at like half speed, like half the fucking speed that I could have for the first like two in-game days. So I'm like, oh, well, I guess I'm just, again, once I figured that out, I'm like, well, so I'm just kind of like fucked, like in like every way possible. Like the only way out is just to like completely like restart the entire game and just like try doing it again. And yeah, it's not something I would look fucking forward to doing like immediately. Just, you know, going through all the entire intro again, like go through all the fucking dialogue and the fucking cutscenes and all the, like, you have to do all that again and talk to, you know, just dialogue fucking reading. And it's like, dude, I want to play the fucking game. It's just fucking I don't need it to be fucking like easy, but it's just not the type of game I want to start from fucking scratch every time I fuck up, you know what I mean? Every time I learn something new, I'm just fucking like, oh, well, here's this thing you didn't know. It's like, oh, cool, well, now, it's like fucking, I was just like on the verge of something else, you know, I was dealing with almost killing me, and now I know this, and fucking like, what the fuck? So, but here's the good news, is they're going to update it. I guess in the next few weeks, they're adding like sliders, like difficulty sliders. So you can make like the survival shit not as demanding, and I think that's the way to go. I think again, like I have to defend my fucking gamer card here and say like I would have been fine. Like, it would be fine if they didn't do that. If they just stuck to the guns and said like, you know, fuck you pussy, you know, if you can't hack it, you can't play it. I'd be okay. I mean, I could fucking accept that. I can accept when fucking games just fucking like aren't for me. Again, like the first one is fucking like, well, it's just too hard. It's like too hard. Like the kind of difficulty I can't really deal with. So, you know, if somebody else wants to do it, you know, good for them, and just not my thing. Again, I just would have been like, I would have been stuck in Pathologic 2 again, just being like, hey, you know, it's a cool game, can't play it, or fucking, I'm not going to fucking replay it 50 times to get through it. But fucking, again, kudos to anyone who does. Like, if that was a thing, fine. Again, same shit I said with Pathologic 1, but Yeah, no, I saw like some shit where people made like cheat engines for it to make you like just pretty much make you like invincible so you never get fucking hungry and all that shit. But I refuse to be like that much of a fag. You know what I mean? It's like I kind of want to like interact with the fucking like survival mechanics. You know what I mean? Make it somewhat difficult. But again, I'll wait for something official to happen. You know, I'll give it a fucking second shot in a couple weeks and see if I don't starve to death in the streets. That's assuming I have time for it, because again, I'm actually this whole show and probably the next one too, I'm still working on my fucking vacation backlog here. And then I think there's some entertainment expo thing coming up. I've been told by my boss, I have to go cover it. You know, he's a real ball buster, and we have all the fucking, the leaks and shit before E3. And if you notice, I haven't fucking even talked about them, haven't touched them, because whatever, man, I do my own thing. I march my own drum. And yeah, I just found out fucking Lorelei came out, so that's probably what I'm most excited for fucking now. So yeah, I wonder why fucking nobody listens and why everybody hates me, even though I give away my precious spools of thread. I think this makes them think I'm an idiot. So all right, if anybody's still here, www.gruntfreepress.com. That's the hottest, freshest reviews are up there. podcast@gruntfreepress.com to tell me I'm a weak, lazy American who's not hardcore enough to play a fucking Russian suicide simulator. I'm Absolute Deicide. See you at E3. My invitation is in the mail, I'm sure. Thank you.